Coach, your thoughts on the game Wednesday in Prince Albert?
Well, it was one of those games that I thought we should have won. You know, we're tough schedule, and you know, going in there and getting a point out of Saskatoon, and you know, I was pretty worried about that game in PA. And then, you know, once we got into it and we got our legs underneath us, and you know, we started doing some things, and in the way we lost it, I thought was just a little soft, and it was you know, it was very disappointing.
Well, you had a very good, after the first 10 minutes where you outshot 12-2, you controlled the game for the next half an hour, including a very good second period, only got one goal out of it. What changed for you in the third?
Well, maybe it was a little energy, but I thought it was a mindset. Like, even the 12-2 shots, I wasn't, there was so many from the outside. When you really break down the chances, there wasn't a lot there. And that kind of served us well after that. We come out in the second period, we didn't score on our chances, we outchanced them in the second, not only outshot them, but I didn't like our mindset in the third. The goals that they scored, we made a couple mistakes, and even on the first goal, we let a long sauce pass go right through the neutral zone. We get beat one-on-one. We let passes go through. We had guys back, just mental mistakes, and maybe that was fatigue. But, that's something that you have to fight through. We're at a tough part of the schedule. This is the end of it. But when you have a game there in front of you, it doesn't matter what the situation is. You got to close it out.
You had 8 games in a row against teams that are above you in the standings, and actually top 4 teams now in the Western Hockey League. How do you feel like your team came through that stretch? You got 7 points in that stretch, 5 of 10 and a 5 of 6. How do you feel like you guys did there?
Well, I feel like we did very well. It gets a little nerving when the game in Edmonton, and I keep going back to that, and then we lost those 2, Edmonton, Saskatoon, and then we had the break. And when you look at the schedule coming up, we get Saskatoon, you get PA, and you get Edmonton. And, to go on, you can either go one way or the other. Now it's looking like you could go on a losing streak with the competition that you have. But, we had a real good week of practice. We had a real good mindset, and we come out and played the way we could have. So, after looking back at it and looking at, how we come out of that weekend, the 3-3, how we go into Saskatoon and battle back and play hard and play right with them, to lose against PA was disappointing. And, so going through that stretch, I'm pretty happy, and I think the guys are pretty happy, but we're certainly not content. We know where we are in the standings. We've been there all year. It's going to be very tough down the stretch here.
When you play those teams that are top 4 teams, 8 games in a row like that with a tough schedule, and still get points and still, keep pace, is it another reminder to your group of how you're capable of matching up with those teams?
Yeah, and we are. We're a tough team to play against, and we're a good hockey team. We got a lot of good parts to our team, and it's not a secret. I don't think it has been for a while. Our players know that we can play with anybody in the league. We played a lot of one-goal games. We've took some hard lessons. We've learned some lessons. We've come back in some games, and that's part of the season. We got 14 games here left. Nothing's different for us. It's just at the end of the year, we want to gear up. We want to be playing good, and that's the biggest thing about coming to the end of the year, moving into playoffs, and you want to stay healthy. Everyone's going to be beat up now. You're tired, but you want to be playing good. And I think the last few games we've been playing good.
Only 2 of your last 14 games are against top 4 teams now, and not that they're easy at all, because every team has shown they can win night in, night out. But do you feel like basically your fate's in your hands in that way? I mean, you have a chance to play teams right with you or below you, and you can control your destiny now.
Well, I don't think it matters what team you play, and I really believe that. Our schedule looks fine for us, but any team in any given night can win, and you just got to take care of yourself. If we play good, which we will, we're going to stay in the hunt, and hopefully we can move up. But it's just all about playing good. It's keeping the right attitude, not getting too far ahead of ourselves, not getting too far behind. We're not going to roll this and win the 14 straight here, which would be really nice and take a lot of pressure off. But we just want to be playing good. We feel good about our game right now. We're getting a little more chemistry with the guys that we've had out of the lineup, and the suspension extensions we've had, we're starting to feel like we can play a lot more guys and get some chemistry out on the lines. Even though we move them around a lot, there's a lot of options that I can use.
Talk about the matchup with Regina then. They've got some pretty dynamic forwards up in their top six. How do you match up with them?
Well, it's a hard matchup for us because they're that high-end skill, really, and it's a tough matchup for anybody. And, you know, you look at the previous games against these guys, they're tough games for us. And, you know, I think they're going to be a very desperate team. They know they have to win. They can't drop anymore to stay in this playoff hunt. And they're a little bit behind, but, you know, that's a dangerous team over there. They know this is going to be a game, and they're going to have to put a string together to make the playoffs. So it's going to be tough for us at the end of this long stretch.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
All right, thank you.
That's Broncos coach and general manager Mark Lamb on the Eagle 94.1.